there's like nudity every episode. It's definitely like to mature R. So
you gotcha. Know,
don't watch it with your kids, I guess, if your kids are afraid of boobs.
Not if your kids.
That's
are
why people don't
want to
show kids boobs, right? It's because they're afraid of them. They don't. It's not for
like clowns.
The natural fear.
Boobs are like clowns.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sin Talk. This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
Welcome back to Sin Talk.
What were we literally just talking about? I already forgot.
Well, we were talking about the Spider-Man trailer and how excited I am that they're pulling in old Spider-Man, like, actors and actresses.
Yes.
And then we moved on to something else, and I can't
remember.
Well,
first I just wanted to say that they were people who literally explicitly denied that they were in it, and then it turns out that they're in it. So, like, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I wonder if all of them were just like, see, Tom, that's how you do that. That's how you don't spoil movies. You say untrue things.
You lie to them.
And, like, she makes jokes all the time about how they locked Tom Holland in, like, the vault at Sony. Or, like, Marvel locked. Kevin Feige locks him in a vault so he can't spoil things. That's why you don't really hear from him between Marvel movies. Because they're like, you're not going to do this again, motherfucker. Like, you cannot spoil more shit. Like, him and Eric Bana are in there. Or not Eric Bana, Mark Ruffalo. Because they just spoil shit.
You got to keep them separated.
Did you guys see, speaking of spoiling shit, did you see that Conan interviewing the lady who plays Arya Stark? And she play acted this whole thing out where she spoiled that Arya dies. And she, like, ran off stage crying because she was, like, joking about it. Like, I think it was her and Conan, actually, or Jimmy Fallon. It was Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
did
shit.
You guys see that?
No, what?
No, it was so believable. Like, she's like, oh, and since Arya dies, oh my god, you can edit that out, right? You're not live? And, like, it was just, like, I was like, it's one of those videos that you watch and you're like, holy shit, did that happen? And then you find out, like, a day later it was a complete joke. And you're like, god damn it. Nice. Stupid
don't trust actors
and their ability
they
act.
To act.
Yeah. Art is a lie. Nothing is real.
Art is a lie. Nothing is real.
That's
a Bo Burnham, right?
It is.
I guess. Yeah.
Bo Burnham.
He had a career that did a thing and then did another thing.
Yeah, man. That Inside thing really blew up on, like, social media a lot.
I still haven't watched the whole thing. I just watched the one song 972 times.
Yep.
Which one song?
Welcome to the Internet.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did we lose Kevin?
No, I'm still there.
He's just hanging out.
Sorry, Kevin.
Just chilling.
He's our first audience member.
And our last podcast member.
So
yeah. Well, no, I mean, just like he's there. He's always our first audience. He hears it before anyone else.
Yeah, see, I'm just
he's
here
so
to listen.
In the, he's the best audience member. He's like subtly crept into the... Like, he's like, yeah.
I'm famous now.
It's like the...
Okay, Kevin.
Is it like the dream of all the... Of like every like super fan is like to somehow like be a part of the show? So we just kind of like, Kevin just, he was like, yeah, I love listening to it every day. I want to be on it. Let me on your show, please. I want to be on your show.
Yeah,
well,
he just sort of showed up and we're like, yeah, we're friends. So like, if you could be on the show, it's not a big deal.
Well, fucking,
ask, that's it.
I'm trying to remember like when I really started every single week. Must have been when we started, when I got to Church Ranch. Must have been.
Yeah.
Like, you know how we moved second? Right. We moved when they closed the one big office and we were all forced to cramp into that tiny one.
Well, how did we do that? How did
we drove around.
That make sense. When were we recording?
Yeah, you guys would go driving on your lunch breaks. Mm-hmm. And you'd go, go
we
and
just
get
drive
food.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that's,
the bit where we
that's before I
out of the car or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to think of that one too. I was trying to remember who we brought that day that, like, never. Alex, right?
Yeah,
Alex
and Adam both came at one point.
Oh,
I don't remember who was in it when we ejected you and that stranger got in our car.
Yeah.
Well, Amy was in there a lot of the time too. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Early
that was
Amy
where
did,
the
yeah.
Amy in the back.
Amy came in. Yeah.
It's a bottle episode.
It's a bottle.
Or it's a reminiscence. What are we talking about? It's a
it's flashback. It's a flashback.
It's a flashback episode, yeah. I like went back and listened. I think the first, like, our podcast has drastically decreased in quality since we stopped writing in cars. Because we used to actually talk about, like, legitimate stuff. Our very first podcast was about, like, what is considered a dive bar. And we had, like, a long-ass conversation about, like, the criteria you have to have for, like, what a dive bar is, right?
And we talked, like, prescriptivism versus descriptivism and all kinds of that shit. Like, we went way into it. And now what are we talking about? Spider-Man farts.
Like, Spider-Man one episode farts. We talked the entire time about, like, some stupid Facebook post we both commented on about, like, speech and writing and, or something like that. I barely remember it, but it was just, like, I remember we were fighting about it, like, or we were arguing about it, like.
Yes, that's correct. We've really run the gamut.
That's true.
We do just kind of talk about video games
and
a lot.
Quantity. Yeah, video games, philosophy, farts.
We don't talk about philosophy that much anymore.
No, that's probably for the best. But we do talk about food.
Yeah.
And movies and what have you. Shows. Lots of shows.
Movies about food.
Movies about food.
And food.
Food that happens
food
in
so
movies.
Good.
I like food.
Food is awesome.
Yeah, me too.
Food is great.
Mm-hmm. Anybody ate anything really cool recently?
We're actually doing a breakfast for dinner. We're having French toast for dinner here in a little while once we get done with this recording session.
You eat dinner this late at night?
Well, I need to because I haven't eaten anything.
Math checks out.
We do breakfast.
I'm going to be up until like 12 or 1. It's going to happen all the time.
Why?
Because it's just how my sleep cycle is. No, it has nothing to do with him. It's just how I sleep.
You wake up at 1 a.m.?
No, I go to sleep
to bed at
1 a.m.
What time do you wake up in the morning?
Generally around, like, just before 6.
Dude, no wonder you're insane. You get even less sleep
insane
than I do.
I get 5 to 6 hours a night. Like, that's all I need. That's all I've needed since college.
I mean, that's what you get. I wouldn't define that as
it's all
what
I've
you
needed.
Need.
It is all that is required.
So there's a restaurant in Old Town, Arvada called the Flying Pig Burger Company.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
And we were there listening to a coworker's band. I'll plug it, Tekipnik. I'll link to his website in the thing.
Oh, sweet.
They were just playing outside, and we were having some drinks, and we saw their menu pop up like on a screen. And they've got shit like cheese curds, bacon-wrapped dates. They have a Bloody Mary with bacon-wrapped bacon, which, oh, they've actually got what it is here. It's braised pork belly wrapped in smoky bacon and maple sriracha.
On a Bloody Mary.
That sounds
You can get it added to a Bloody Mary, but it's also an appetizer. But they have, like, bratwursts and grilled cheese and banh mi's and Reubens and Korean fried chicken sandwiches and French dips and burgers and horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Love Korean fried chicken. I don't know why it's so much better than, like, regular fried chicken.
I don't know either, but we gotta go. Like, you guys aren't that far from Old Town.
Yeah, oh, no,
we should,
I'd love,
we should do that.
I'd love to take Dennis down there, too. He hasn't been there either, and, like, that's
drag his ass.
Like,
so they changed the whole downtown area. There's
Did
no...
Really?
Yeah, you don't drive through it anymore. It's all pedestrian.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sweet.
And they had a thing last week where we saw Tekipnik, I'm not going to describe what kind of music it is. Just go listen and decide for yourself. And it was like they suspended the open container law. So we're just walking around drinking beers, not giving a fuck.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know what the deal there is, but it was like a farmer's market thing. It was awesome. But yeah, you can't actually drive past the front of the like the Millsaps store or the Rhinelander Bakery anymore. You have to walk up, which is good because driving through there sucked anyway. So
yeah, it's true. It's really true. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you haven't been down there lately, go check it out. Park in either one of the lots and wander, just trundle around and check out New Image and all those other bands there. There's a ice cream place. There were horses and a man.
And I killed a man with a trident.
It's seamless, though, how you got back into it.
Yeah, it was great.
There was no horse. Oh, wait, he's doing that thing again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, but yeah, no, check it out. It's great. Perfect 5 out of 7. Highly recommended.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. Whenever we're at my parents' house, we make random shit, right? Like, usually will, like, you know, church up a dish or just try something from scratch. Last time we were there, I didn't realize this, they had tomatillos in their back garden. And nice. Apparently, if you plant a tomatillo plant and you don't, like, pick it before it grows, those things are, like, fucking mad fire. You will have an entire garden of tomatillos in no time. Like,
sweet.
If you don't clean up after your tomatillo plant. So if you want to make, you want one, because frankly, tomatillos make the best goddamn salsa, and it's so easy. You know, make sure you clean up after it, or it'll invade your entire backyard.
Or your life is tomatillo now.
Your life is now tomatillo. Well, we made some green salsa, and like, it was so easy. You basically just, you kind of like fry the you don't fry them. You put them in like a pan with some, like, oil, some water, I think, actually. Some water and some spices and stuff. And you kind of, like, cook them until they're soft, and then you just blend it all.
Yeah.
Right? With, like, some chilies and stuff. And oh, it's damn. The easiest salsa and the best salsa you'll ever make. The longer you wait, the thicker it gets, too, so. Because it's pretty hot when you start it. But
nice.
That's what I put in my crock pot meat recipe that I make my taco crock pot recipe. Taco meat. Crock pot. Taco meat.
Talk pot.
I don't know. There's a word smidge in there somewhere. But that and taco seasoning and meat, so it should be really good by the time it's done at like 9 o'clock.
Cool.
But I'm going to eat it tomorrow because I'm not crazy.
You're a lunatic!
No, that's not, math checks out. That's probably the right call.
Well, I usually don't eat after like noon. I eat at like 6 or 7 in the morning, then I eat at like noon or 1, and then I don't eat the rest of the day till the next morning, so. And I'm still fatter than all of you guys.
I usually don't Bye. Eat until noon.
What'd you say, Kev?
Yeah.
I said I usually don't eat until noon.
I gotta have, like, coffee, and that has calories, so I just said fuck it and eat breakfast in the morning.
Well, black coffee doesn't. It just has heartburn in it.
Oh, I finally got Coda. Heartburn. I got some Coda coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, what
I
do you think
of it? I haven't tried it yet. I just smelled it today, and I haven't been buying, like, light roast. I've been doing medium and dark, and I didn't even realize how different they look, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a dark roast the is, Yurg. Like, straight black, and this stuff is, like, brown.
Yeah, especially the Yurg, which has the little holes on it.
It smells good.
When you grind it, it'll have the little pale holes will come off.
Oh, I got French roast. I didn't get bean.
French grind. Okay, yeah. French press grind. Does it... Oh, they probably just removed that then. No, either way. I look forward to hearing what you think of it. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm excited to try it. It was kind of expensive, but I hope it's good. Like, more expensive than what I would buy normally.
It is a little pricier than, like, your standard ones, but it's good.
Hey, they gave me free shipping, so. It did take about a week, though. Is that normal?
Sometimes. It just depends on how busy they are. I've had it come as quick as 3 days, but a week is more typical.
It was cool, because the package I got had a dude's name on it. It was, like, Andrew Duncan or something like that. And I'm like, oh, my God, is this the owner or something? Who is this guy?
Just the guy sends it from his yard.
The guy who makes the coffee, and he, like, grinds it in his front yard.
Yeah. Pours it in a little bag, puts a label on the bag, sends it off. Here you go.
He smashes each bean with a hammer and counts the grains individually, as do we all.
Oh, wow.
That's a Night Vale
really
reference.
Woody taste.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was very Night Vale.
Yeah. Very Night Vale.
I like Night Vale.
I haven't been listening. Is Night Vale still going?
Yeah.
It is. They changed something. I think the host, Cecil, left, I thought.
Well, that kind of undermines part of the whole thing.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. I think he left. I mean, maybe he didn't leave. I don't know.
What is,
like,
Night Vale?
I feel like that was a big part of the whole thing.
I, like, have, like, basically as soon as August starts, I just mainline horror for, like, the entire, like, 3 months until after in October. And so, like, I just listen to, like, No Sleep podcast all day long while I'm working and watch horror movies after work. Like, it's all I do for, like, this part of the season. And, like, so all of it starts to mix together and, like, oh, did I watch a movie or was that a No Sleep story? And I'm like, maybe I should start listening to Night Vale again to, like, induce more horror coma into my head, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. It's safe.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, terrible dreams.
I've been reading a lot of horror comics on, like, webtoons and stuff.
Hmm.
It's been quite nice. There's, like, a Korean series that's, like, the Vault of Horrors that's been kind of cool. And this one called Everything is Fine. and it's very, it's maybe actually one of the creepiest comics I think, like, a comic series I've ever read. It's just this very, like, these people have these big cat heads on for, like, no real explanation, and they're, like, constantly monitored, and they're just, you can tell that, like, all the conversations they have are super jilted, and they're just like, howdy ho, neighbor, things are all right. Everything's fine. And it's just, oh yeah, it's like, I read the first one and they were like, I was hooked. It was great. Check out Everything's Fine if you haven't seen it already. It's a good time.
There's, I've heard, like, about that.
25 episodes now.
That sounds like the worst thing to watch, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I started watching this anthology thing called Masters of Horror, and it's like from 2005, 2007, right? And if you haven't watched anything from 2005 in a long time, it's, like, pretty rough, you know? But that's the series that has that Dreams in the Witch House, like, episode.
Yeah, you were talking about, like, that.
50,
yeah.
60-minute long, like, mini-movies. And I don't know, I never had heard of it before, but it's really cool. Like, they have this, like, they have some really, it's kind of like Tales from the Crypt, if Tales from the Crypt actually wanted to be scary, you know?
Hmm.
Which is kind of it's kind of interesting. Like, one of the episodes is about, like, it's a zombie thing, right? But it's only zombies that come from, like, the war in Iraq, or military zombies, and they come back in order to, like participate in life, and, like, it's interesting.
Oh, God.
And there's one episode where this guy starts, like, feeling and sensing and experiencing things from somebody he's never met, and he ends up, like, finding this lady who he's experiencing things from, and he gets caught up in this murder trial thing. It's really interesting. it's really interesting. So I'm, like, really, like, digging it, because it's got, like, really famous people in it too, and you're like, holy shit, why the fuck did this guy do this? Like, why the hell is Steven Weber in this or something like that? You right. know, like, why
who did he owe people? Money to?
Yeah, exactly, right? You're like, who are these people and why are they doing this? But a lot of it kind of feels like it's from the 90s, you know? But I guess 2005 isn't actually that far away from the 90s, so
yeah.
Maybe it's just...
It's closer to the 90s than it is to today.
That's actually very true. So it's, I don't know, if you like horror, check it out. I think it's really fun. But it's also a good excuse to have to show tons of boobs. Like, there's, like, nudity every episode. It's definitely, like, to mature R, so...
Gotcha.
You know, don't watch it with your kids, I guess, if your kids are afraid of boobs.
Not if your kids.
That's
are
why people don't
want to
show kids boobs, right? It's because they're afraid of them. They don't. It's not
for like clowns.
The natural fear.
Boobs are like clowns.
It's funny you say clowns. One of the trailers has just got a big giant clown face on.
I don't know that I need that.
Did I ever tell you about that movie called Clown, where the guy basically puts his clown suit on and starts turning into this clown demon?
Yeah,
and
I saw it.
Find out from, like,
yeah,
and you find out it's the skin of this demon called a clown. From, like, Norway or Denmark, and he, like, ate kids every winter so he could sleep.
Oh my
god! I told you about that.
I've seen trailers.
I think I saw
for
the
it.
Trailer for that. Yeah,
I would
it's
like to
really
watch
good.
That.
The clown demon at the end is, like, legit. It's freaky. It doesn't even look really that much like a real clown, but it's there's some really uncomfortable scenes in that
is
movie.
Is that, like, a short story? Like, a short movie? Or is it a full,
oh, no, it's,
full
like, a full
movie?
Feature-length film. It was, like, one of my favorite films the year it came out in, like, 2011 or something.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we talked about it at one point.
I wanted you to watch it, but I also, like, don't want you to kill yourself after, so.
Yeah, that's those are two inextricably linked events.
Yeah.
It's from 2014 is when it was from. But, yeah, we can watch it, Kev. Don't worry.
All right.
So welcome to the Spoopcast, everybody. The first of 2021.
Spoopcast. Hell yeah. Could we do that?
But
like,
Peter,
for reals,
Peter
though.
Peter Stormare is in it. Have you heard of that guy? Peter Stormare?
No.
He's in lots of stuff, and you'd recognize him if you saw him. He's in the, what's that game? Until Dawn? He's like the narrator dude in Until Dawn.
I haven't played it.
He's in, have you guys seen American Gods? The TV show?
No.
He plays the Russian, one of the Russian gods that...
Okay.
Yeah, he's like the archetypical Russian guy. I think he's in... I think he might be in John Wick 2, maybe?
Does he play the archetypical Russian guy?
Yeah. I'm trying to... American Gods. He's apparently in a... Nickelwise and Animaniacs, which is like, I imagine, like a knockoff version of Pennywise. He was he was good brand in the Castlevania TV series. If you saw him, you would know, but he's in that movie and he's like the guy who had previously had a deal with the clown demon.
This is funny to me because I am now remembering we had an episode a while back where I was trying to describe who Peter Stormare was to you guys and none of you had any fucking clue.
And I've never known his name before today. Yeah. Or, you know, before.
I know. So. It's one of those, like, I completely forget it every time. But yeah, he's the one, the easiest one I can think of is he's the Russian astronaut in Armageddon.
And he's just like,
American components, Russian components, all made in Taiwan. And he just smashes shit with a wrench. And it works. And he fixes the station.
That's how Taiwanese equipment works.
Yeah.
Throw a wrench at it. Hit it with a hammer. Wasn't that a thing in Firefly?
Hit it with a hammer. RPG.
All right, we're out of time.
Again.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Go find a bell and hit it really hard.
First, punch spoop it. Sock.
Put sit, a spoop. Bell in your butt.
Spoop, spoop.
And shake it.
Sits and spooping.
Spooping. Spooping socking.
Bye.
Bye.